home because
he's sick or he's ill.
And if someone has been sick but will soon be better, you'd say, oh, she'll be up again by... she'll be up again when?
Real soon.
If someone got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he...
has a heat stroke.
All right, but if it wasn't quite as severe as a heat stroke, just a common, ordinary cold, you'd say he...
Oh, in reference to a cold.
Cold, yeah. How do you say he blank a cold?
He took a cold.
All right. And sometimes when you have a cold, you... your throat kind of gets sore, and you sound funny, and you say,
"Horse, I'm hoarse."
Mm-hmm. And if you go like that, you say, "I have a
cough."
When you are ready to go to bed, you may yawn and say, "I'm feeling a little
sleepy,"
and indicating when you will. Arise the next morning, you'll say, at 6 o'clock I'll
get up in the morning.
And at night you'd say, in the morning if you went in to rouse your son, you'd say, I'd better go.
Call.
If your aunt has to take medicine, you'd say, she blank 4 pills every day.
She takes.
And you'd say, yesterday she
took.
And
she has taken.
Someone who does not hear very well or at all would be said to be
deaf.
And if you've been working hard and you take your wet shirt off, you'd say, look how I
sweat it.
And what do you call a sore that has the discharges? That has
a boil or a rising.
All right. Now, is there any difference between the two?
No, I think essentially the two terms mean the same.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into a carbuncle.
And that's
which is a boil that has more than one head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the stuff that comes out of one of the, what do you call that?
Well, being a nurse, you would say purulent, but ordinarily you'd say pus.
Mm-hmm.
Or matter.
Mm-hmm. And if... you say if you sprain your knee, it usually blank to a large size.
Swells.
All right. And you say, as a matter of fact, Tom's knee blank twice as size.
Swelled.
All right. And you say it has
swollen.
What do you call the stuff that comes out of a blister when it's opened up?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And if someone has been shot, you refer to the place as a
wound.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when a person has a bad sore or wound or any kind of opening like that, there's a kind of a skin that grows up, and it's described here as being a white granular substance that forms around the edge of the wound.
You're talking about proud.